Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a precious opportunity for us to take time out to listen to the Bible and to hear what God has to say to us. Luke chapter 2, verses 29 to 32. Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace, as you have promised. I have seen your salvation, which you've prepared for all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people Israel. 8 days after Jesus' birth, his parents took him to the temple for his circumcision. There's no suggestion that the people of Jerusalem understood the significance of this moment. All that the people saw was a poor young couple presenting their baby in the way that people did every day. But two elderly people did understand what was going on. Simeon and Anna had been longing for this day, and it had finally come. Our verses today form what is known as the Nunc Dimittis, Simeon's famous prayer of thanks for this miraculous moment. He'd been looking forward to this day for so long that he could now die in peace. As a Jew, he recognised that this was a glorious moment for the people of Israel, but it was much, much more. In this little scrap of life, he recognised the Messiah who'd come not merely for the Jews, but for the whole world. Simeon and Anna understood what was going on because they were people of prayer. They'd devoted their lives to waiting on God. Anna was 84 and had been a widow for 7 years. We're told that she was a prophetess and never left the temple. Luke tells us that she worshipped God night and day, fasting and praying. The deep understanding and insight of these two people arose from lives that were shaped by prayer. They got to know God so well that they were able to understand what he was doing in the world. Time and again in these daily devotionals, we've been reminded of the importance of prayer as a way of life. Simeon and Anna are a supreme illustration of this and an inspiration to us as we live our life for God day by day. Let me pray with you. Lord, thank you that you want us to live in continual partnership with you in prayer. By your Spirit, inspire us with the example of Simeon and Anna, and help us to share more of our lives with you in prayer. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll have a great day and will join me for Be Still and Know every weekday here on Premier.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.